City Limits is a production of WAER, Syracuse Public Media, and is funded by generous grant support from the Central New York Community Foundation, Grossman St. Amour CPAs, National Grid, and listeners like you. To support the project, visit the City Limits About page at citylimitsproject.org.
41,000 Syracuse residents were below the poverty line in 2016.
At its core, poverty is about pushing down instead of having an opportunity to go up.
It's, generally speaking, lack of access to opportunity.
This is City Limits, a poverty project.
I'm Brian Moore,
and welcome to City Limits. One of the most effective ways of getting out of poverty is through employment, getting and keeping a job. Over the next couple of episodes, I will explore workforce development in the Syracuse area by first taking a look at a local culinary program, followed by a report on aspects of our local workforce development system. During the months of May and June, many graduations were held throughout Central New York, and in early July, I had the pleasure of attending one special graduation.
We have another certificate for ServSafe, and another certificate of graduation, and another final grade of 96.
Holy
Barbara Givens! Yeah.
There were five graduates that day completing the Culinary Arts for Self-Sufficiency, or CAS for short, program. Started in 2012 at Catholic Charities of Onondaga County, participants consisted of refugees who could acquire and apply job-ready skills in spite of low language levels, primarily in area pizza shops. With early success, CAS program director Cody Maggi explains how the program expanded its target population.
In April 2016, we started a second CAS program that was open to native-borns. Since that started, I believe we've had about 325 participants go through, and our employment rate has held steady at 75%, and the retention rates are also very high. We consider the CAS program a job work readiness training platform. It consists of two aspects. One aspect is you're in the kitchen with a professional chef. You're learning the hard skills that are necessary to move into the job. And then we realized with hard skills, you can get those, but you really need to learn how to be an employee. And a lot of times people have never had a job or haven't worked in, 20 years. So we've added in a part of the program that's work readiness. And what comes with this is full cycle support. So from day one, you walk into our room, we are going to allow anyone to join our program that has a desire to work. There is absolutely no prerequisites, just are required to work. And that in itself can make a student feel extremely comfortable because a lot of times they've been told, no, you don't have your GED, no, you don't have these scores. So immediately we're able to build a relationship that says, no matter who you are, we are going to support you through this.
CAS has even taken things a step further, adding an advanced component to the program, known as Kitchen Works.
And what we realized is we need to take it farther than that. We need to make this into a career track that can be a sustainable life for themselves. So what we're looking at now is if someone decides this is my passion, I want to be a chef, this is my career path, we've created an advanced culinary training program that's aimed at getting higher positions, higher wage jobs.
The program fits into the overall philosophy and mission of the local nonprofit, which is one of the largest human service agencies in the area.
So Catholic Charities serves about 20,000 people a year, ranging in age from infants to senior citizens, and we work with those members of our community who are most vulnerable, greatest need, regardless of their religious beliefs or backgrounds.
Executive Director Mike Millar.
Virtually everyone that we serve is struggling with issues related to poverty. And the way we approach our service delivery, there's really three things that we do every day at Catholic Charities. We respond to people who are in crisis through our food pantries and emergency shelters. We try to help people get stable in their current environment, so we have supportive housing programs and refugee resettlement and senior services. And finally, we work really hard to build the skills, abilities, and capacities of the people we serve. So we do a lot with youngsters, universal pre-K, after-school program, parent education programs, and workforce development programs, all designed to help people build their skills and abilities so that they can take care of themselves and their families.
Commercial kitchen where the students learn. We have everything they need to successfully enter the kitchen. They're going to learn all the ServSafe teachings, the three bay sinks, things that employers look for as soon as you walk through the door. If you come over this way, these are a few.
After a brief tour of the facilities, I observe culinary arts instructor Chuck Donovan working with his students.
You know why I said before it's easier to do it the other way? Add, put the flour in the soul.
Yeah.
Add, but if you don't add,
it's
exactly, that's why.
A seasoned chef who started out at the Hotel Syracuse, Chuck takes great pride in the profession and the kitchen work students he currently teaches.
So it's more of an advanced stages. They've been given the basics. So I just incorporate certain principles and apply factors that go along with it to take them to the next level. Originally, a couple months ago, started coming up with lesson plans. A lot of it's based on either Cordon Bleu or out of the Culinary Institute of America program. And then I incorporate some educational stuff with it and just try and take it little by little to show them, you know, the next level they have to go to.
In addition to the commercial kitchen, the CAS program has a classroom with a projector and 9 computers where job readiness training is conducted with the assistance of 2 job coaches in a group setting. Program success for Cody goes far beyond obtaining employment.
For these participants, success could mean navigating their barriers and stress and being able to just make it to class every day and to graduate and get their certificate. We also want to look at the person as a whole. These people are realizing that maybe these behaviors they've had in the past, they've been in survival mode, it's all they know. Them being able to recognize that and overcome it, like we all know, it's hard to change, and that is a huge success in my eyes as well.
I also had the chance to speak with a few program participants, like Dale Bradley, who received his certificate of completion from the CAS program during the ceremony I attended.
Oh, it's been very informational. It's been very rewarding. It taught me how to get along with other people, work with other people, just stay focused. The culinary arts aspects of it is very useful. One day I plan to open up a restaurant of my own.
Another program participant is Cayuga Jones, who is a mother of 7, ranging in ages from 1 to 19. While she is learning culinary skills, her career aspirations are in another arena.
You don't have to necessarily do food service when you leave CAS program. There are also, like, it's whatever your passion is, and mine is nursing. So I'm going to start off in dietary in a nursing home, and then I'm going to push forward for nursing school.
So regardless of one's career goals, the CAS program is a great menu choice to select from in reaching self-sufficiency. CAS is just one of many job programs available in the Syracuse area. You'll learn more about our community's overall ability to deliver workforce development services in part 2 of my report. For City Limits, this is Brian Moore.
Thanks for listening to City Limits, a production of WAER Syracuse Public Media. Find more from this series at citylimitsproject.org and subscribe in Apple Podcasts for automatic delivery of new episodes.